Welcome to the Cool Channels Word Has It Book Tour, where we will explore the wisdom, imagination, and personal discovery book clubs are experiencing around the world. I am your host, Brenda Brown, and today the Word Has It Book Tour drops in on 8 members of an Atlanta book club who has the coolest name. Ladies, I would like to know who will be joining us today, and then I'm going to ask Sheila to please share the name of your club and how you came into existence.
Hi, my name is Sheila Johnson, and I came to the club through Mel Stober. Mel talked about the book club and how much she loved it and the passion that the women had and the conversations that were discussed so that we could learn more and more, not only about each other, but about things around us, things that were fictitious, but also things that were real. So it's been a true adventure to be part of this club for a couple of years now. I want to say three plus years.
Okay, and the name of the club is?
Kuso, my friend.
All right, thank you. Okay, now Janet, tell me a little bit about how many active members do you currently have? And how often do you ladies meet?
We have 15 members and we meet once per month.
Okay. Now, Annette, I would like you to tell us some of the cool things that you've done as a club over the years.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Up until COVID, we would meet as a group. And I think one of the things that's really cool about this book club is that we really are diverse in our readings. So we've read everything from nonfiction to science fiction, which has been very interesting for a lot of the ladies who are not sci-fi readers by nature. But mainly we've been meeting, I think one of the coolest things we did, and not everybody could attend, including myself, but I remember this happening, is we read a book on Southern cooking, and the young lady at the time that was hosting that was a great cook and loved to cook for pleasure. And she made many of the recipes from the book. So that's some of the things that we do that I think have been really cool as a group.
Okay. All right, Vanessa, now is your turn. Can you tell us how you select the book?
Oh, I'd be glad to tell you how I select the book, but I do want to add that the name of the book club was my suggestion.
Okay.
We came together as a group and I looked up the word, it's Swahili for to read and to study. And I also want to mention that in addition to Mel founding the book club, we found it together. We both had retired from corporate careers and she got together with me and said, I'm going to invite 5 friends and you invite 5 friends. And that's how it came together.
Wonderful.
It's a great group of women.
Okay. I look forward to meeting you guys when I come to Atlanta to visit Alicia.
Now, I forgot your question.
Oh, how do you select the, I'm sorry, how do you select the book?
So we left it pretty open. We told everybody there were no restrictions. And so it rotates. Each member can pick whatever book they like. And if you don't like the book, then maybe you don't show up for the meeting because it is a requirement that you read the book to attend the meeting.
Okay. Okay. So now, Shay, I want you to tell me a little bit about the most recent book that you guys have read. Give me a little bit about it without telling too much in case.
Okay, gosh, I'm trying to remember the last book.
While Justice Sleeps.
Pardon me?
While Justice Sleeps.
Oh, gosh, yes. Stacey Abrams' book, yes. Look, I guess it's hard to remember because you have to move on quickly to the next book because, you know, as soon as that book is read, you move on to the next one. But the reason that book was so good because it was a political thriller. And also because, you know, we're in Atlanta. We're right here when Stacey ran for governor, right? And so it was just good to know that we could read a political thriller, and she did such a good job with it. It was, I think she started this book like 10 years ago. And the reason it was so interesting is because even though it was 10 years ago that she started working on it, there were still a lot of relevancy, you know, as of today. So that's why it was really such a good book, and especially being a political thriller. We had just finished reading, we've read a lot of nonfiction. So it was kind of good to go to something that was fiction, and that was fun. And then that book is very fast paced. So it was really good. And there was a lot of twists and turns. So if, you know, people are interested in reading that book, I think they'll really like it because it's fast paced and it keeps you guessing as to what's going to happen next.
Oh, wonderful. Does anyone else have to add up what was their favorite part or character in that book?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Shay did a great job then. Okay, let's move on. Okay, this next one is, did anyone find themselves processing anything as a result of reading a book where it invoked any type of emotion? And it can be not your most recent book, but any book that you guys have read in the past.
Yes, this is Shay, Cast.
Okay.
By Isabel Wilkinson. That book is still with me. I found the book very, not difficult in terms of it was hard to read, but difficult because it did evoke a lot of emotions. And so there were times when I would have to put it down and then pick it up later. But it's still with me today. We had a very good conversation, a discussion regarding that book because of what's going on in the world today, especially as it relates to justice and racism.
Okay, I have to read that. Okay.
Anything? And I would add to that, that our book on A Promised Land by Barack Obama was one that really opened my eyes to what goes on behind the curtain. In political sessions. So that was very eye-opening for me. And while it was a long book, we read it over a 2-month period. It was a book that really helped me understand how politics really works. And with our current political environment, it really helps me better understand the challenges that our current president has.
Okay.
This is Sheila. I was going to say the same thing. You just beat me to it. But I promise that when I first saw the book and the size of it, I'm like, okay, Sheila, you better get a cup of coffee for this one. But as I read through it, it really gave me a completely different perspective of what I thought about our president and the fact that he was just an ordinary man. He had a huge job, but he was just an ordinary man. And he shared certain parts in the book about intimate times that he had with his family or conversations with his wife. It really brought me to a level of understanding that people are people, there are jobs that we do, but at the end of the day, we're all human beings first.
And this is Alicia. In addition to that on Barack's book, I just thought that it was very interesting that he shared his true feelings and thoughts as it related to different individuals that he worked with, and he put it down in writing. That was an eye-opener for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have that book. I need to pick it up.
Yes, you should, Brenda.
Yeah, Lisa, he did identify people by name. He was very specific.
This is Irma. I just wanted to add that one thing that was very different about one of the books, I really liked it, Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, yeah.
By Delia Owens. It was just such a fascinating book. And I dreamed about it. I included the characters in a dream. And that has never happened before and since for me. So definitely a strong reaction to that and positive reaction. And I know one of the sci-fi books that had an evil person who was immortal. And I just really had trouble dealing with that character and what he was doing, and couldn't finish the book because of that. So yes, books really open your imagination and allow you to see these people and their personalities, and definitely they evoke a lot of emotions.
Wonderful. And that leads into my next question. I want you ladies to share with me, tell me why you read. Is it for enjoyment? Is it to stretch the imagination? Is it for wisdom, intrigue, or something else?
All of the above.
Yeah, it could be all of those.
Okay.
Depending on the book. The thing I want to go back to something Annette said, and that was about the diversity of the women in the book club. Mm-hmm. And my answer is all of the above, because I've been exposed to so many different types of books and so many different authors, especially for books that I typically would not have read. And so that's the one thing that I like about this club is the diversity of the books: political books, murder mysteries, short stories, fiction, nonfiction, and so many authors that I would never have picked up, because I had a tendency to read mostly mysteries. And my whole world's been expanded because of the diversity of this book club.
Oh, wonderful.
Janet, I'll just piggyback on that. I, you know, when you asked Brenda, you know, why did we join? One is to force me to continue to read. I mean, I like to read, but, you know, we can sometimes get really busy. And so it forces me to read. But I do think to what Janet said, the diversity of the women. I mean, if you ever come to one of our book clubs, it's maybe 2 hours of the book and then an hour of everything else that led us into conversation. So I think the diversity of the women, but we also gel really well. And even when we may agree to disagree, there's a bunch of fun even in that. And so back to your question about the book that evoked emotion. So the sci-fi book, not the one on the occult, which was one of our first books. And I said, I don't think we should read any occult. And they were, you know, but, and one of our first books was a little bit about the occult, but actually I ended up liking it. But just in terms of our group, we're not shy, as you can tell, right? We read a sci-fi book, and I forgot who, Janet introduced it to the group, and we were still meeting in person at the time. And the reaction from the group to Janet about that sci-fi book was hilarious. But we are reading sci-fi again this month for, you know, for next month's book club. But that was funny to me and fun because Janet said, give it to me. And I think there are 4 or 5 ladies that really read sci-fi and the rest of us don't. And it was interesting to see the dynamics around that. And that was hardcore sci-fi. Like, what's the show that just went off the air? The one that comes on HBO. It was like that.
Lovecraft Country.
I was like, I don't know if I have poor vocabulary or is this just language. it makes for a lot of fun.
Right. It seems like you guys are having a lot of fun. Does anyone have a favorite book that they've read over the years that has really affected their life in any way? I know I got bits and pieces of that, but is there any particular book that said,
this is Shay. I would have to say Cats has affected my life because now I can't, it's like I see it where she's talking about, you know, just how people are treated, how there's a ranking of people and how it, you see it now in so many, you know, I see it in grocery stores. I see it when you, you know, I see it even when you make a return to a place and how you can be treated. I just see it in so many walks of life. And so I'm always willing now to share, you know, I'm asking others to read that book. And because I think it gives an understanding. And I was talking with someone yesterday and I was telling her, reminding her that, you know, when I walk into a location, the color of my skin, people see that first. And, that's not something I can change. And she was saying, well, you know, she's Hispanic. I forgot what she said, but she said, Rochay, I don't have that issue. So I understand how I can have privilege. And the book speaks on that. And so it stuck with me and is still with me today. And I just tend to share, I want others to read it so that, you know, we can have a good deep conversation about it.
Yeah, and I would have to share the same sentiments. My whole lens cleared up for me after reading Cast. And I now truly understand white privilege and how historically we got to where we are today. In our society, especially with respect to African Americans. So everything that happens to me now, I can relate it to some example or some reference from that book. And that's Cast by Isabel Wilkerson. So I know we had a really, really diverse conversation that day. We had a lot of discussion, but it really changed my perspective about how I see the world. And it opened my eyes to so much about white supremacy, white privilege, class, racism, all those terms we talk about, but she clearly defined those and made distinctions for us to understand the differences in them in her explanations.
Okay, good.
So, when you, I just like to add in terms of when you say a book that's really affected your life, mine still has to be the Bible. I read that. I try to read a chapter every night, and it really provides an anchor and a light for my life. And so that's really wonderful. I enjoy reading fiction. I enjoy reading biographies, but it's really nice to know something that has been around for so long and has affected so many people's lives.
So Brenda, if I can add on to that, this is Vanessa. It's affected my life in the fact that I've been looking for my next challenge. And I've retired from a corporate career and I've decided that it's going to be writing.
Wonderful. So you have to connect with Tyrone.
Yes. I have two friends that are writers and they've been encouraging me to do that. And so I'm going to sign up for a writing class. And I think that it'll be an interesting journey.
Wonderful. That's
good for you, Jen.
That is great.
That's great.
Congratulations.
Okay, ladies, well, this has been, I want to join your book club.
Well, come.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No, exactly. Well, I have one last question, the Cool Channel 3-question happy survey. I want each of you to tell me what your happy is. Food, what your happy food is, drink, or outfit.
Okay. My happy drink, this is Janet. My happy drink is Stella Rosa Black.
Okay.
It's a wine and it's so fruity and so good. It's like drinking grape juice and I have to make myself stop.
We'll have to remember that.
Anybody else want to share their happy?
I'll share mine. This is Ashanti. My food and drink go together. My drink is Appleton rum and my food is ackee and saltfish.
Oh, okay. Mm,
yum.
Hi, this is Shay. My food is lobster. I love lobster. And I've been on a health journey. So I would say my drink has been water as of lately. but
very
I
healthy.
Found a zero calorie free drink that did not have a lot of like natural flavorings and things that are not good for you. And it's by Reed's Ginger Ale. It's hard to find. So I get it from Sprouts. Finally found it. It's zero calories and it's really ginger beer, but it's not alcoholic. Also, they have a ginger beer and a ginger ale, but that's been my beverage of late. My favorite outfit, leggings, especially now that we don't have to go anywhere. I love leggings. I've been hiking recently a lot more. And so since I'm into hiking, leggings have really been something that you can actually wear out. So that's been really good fun.
Good.
Okay. This is Alicia. And my favorite drink is an apple martini, which I cannot make at home. So since we've been sequestered, I've been missing that. So when I go out, I'll have an apple martini. And my favorite outfit happens to be a bright orange cotton sleeveless dress. I just absolutely love it. It's bright. It makes me feel great, even on a rainy day.
Well, this is Irma, and I just had a wonderful drink when I was on a recent trip, and it was a kind of Armagnac, which is a brandy that was aged for 50 years. Ooh. And it was so smooth with a wonderful finish.
Yeah, so this is Annette, and my favorite food is just a great ribeye, right? I love a great ribeye. And my favorite drink is a nice red, normally a Pinot Noir, but when I want to venture away, and I haven't been able to find it, so Irma, I wonder if it's similar to the one you had, but I went to a Spanish restaurant in DC, and they served complimentary these brandies that I failed to get the name of. And it was the most amazing brandy I ever had. And I keep trying to find my friend to go back to that Spanish restaurant and find out what that brandy was. I've never tasted anything like it since. It was excellent. So,
well, I'll have to send you the name of this one. We were at an Italian restaurant and they served this French Armagnac that was just simply divine.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Any others?
This is Vanessa. And my favorite drink is Maker's Mark because I'm from Kentucky.
Big girl.
Big girl drink. Okay.
Yeah, big girl.
And I think, was it Annette? Like, my favorite food is definitely a ribeye, but I've given up red meat. So hadn't had one in a very long time.
Ooh, wow. Good for you.
And my happy place is just walking in the mountains every chance I get. I just came back from Kingsport, Bristol, and Johnson City, Tennessee, and it was simply gorgeous.
Wonderful. Okay.
And this is Sheila. And I think someone mentioned the diversity in this group. So I guess I'm the oddball out because I haven't had a drink since I was like 20. And I won't tell you how old I am, but my birthday was just about 2 weeks ago. The only thing I've had to drink in the last 40 plus years is tea and water, nothing else. No juice, no soda, no wine, nothing. I just, when I was younger, I had some and I liked it and I used to have it all the time. And then somewhere I lost my taste for it. So my favorite teas are ginger, chamomile, honey, and green. My favorite, I could say it's something else here, but with my daughter sitting right next to me, she knows I would not be telling the truth if I didn't say it's watermelon. I could eat a whole watermelon myself. And as it relates to clothing, because I was in the clothes industry my whole life, the best outfit I could put on is called butt naked. Because anytime I don't have to put anything on, I'm like, okay, I just won't put anything on.
So now you know who the free spirit is in our group.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, ladies, I want to thank you for joining and sharing how your club is promoting literacy through fun and sisterhood. This is your host, Brenda Brown, on the Cool Channel, Word Has It Book Tour. And remember, no one gets to vote on your happiness or your truth. Read to stay informed and in touch with both. Wait, ladies.